Staying with your feelings. Observe an uncomfortable sensation in your body. Is there something physical about it? Does it hurt or feel like fire? What is it specifically that makes it feel painful, scary, or threatening? Notice the exact location of the feeling. For example, we might have a sensation like a fist in our gut right behind our belly button. How would you describe the feeling to a scientist recording your experience? Is it hot or cold? Dense and still? Is it pulsing or expanding? Does it have a color, a shape? Do you have an image of it? Are there clearly defined edges, or does it dissipate gradually? Notice the space around the sensation. Track it to the edges and notice where the sensation isn't. Does it go to the edges of your body, or is it only in the middle? Can you feel it in your chest or up into your throat? Can you feel it a foot in front of you? Notice all the space around it where you can't feel the sensation. As intense as a feeling can be, it does not extend indefinitely. There is an edge or ending to it. Do you have an image of the sensation? If so, look at that as you would any image. See if you can put it into a picture frame with empty space around the image. When a sensation feels overwhelming or all-consuming, it can be the image that adds to the intensity. When we are able to find a way to be present with the feelings and energies that are in the body, we begin to unwind the memories and associations causing these thoughts to feel threatening. There is more to our feelings than our thoughts about how we feel. There is also the direct experience of how we feel. If you are sad right now, sadness is also a sensation in your body, and you can feel that directly. If you're sitting with an intense, painful sensation, does it feel like it is here to hurt you? If yes, how do you know that? Are there words or images attached to the feeling? If so, work with the words and images that give you the sense that it's there to hurt you. And then go back into staying present with the sensation itself. Notice again, does it feel like this is here to hurt you? Mining a sensation for meaning. Tune into the sensation. Notice all of the qualities and attributes, color, temperature, shape and size, density or lightness, sharp or diffuse boundaries, still or moving. Notice the exact location. Notice where the feeling is and is not. Where are the edges? If you feel it in your chest, does it move up into your throat? See if you could put your attention right into the very center of the sensation, like you were experiencing it from the inside. If direct attention feels unwelcome, put your attention on the edges of the sensation and the space all around it. Mining is a way to explore what a sensation means. It's a series of questions that you direct to the sensation to help you look more deeply. With your attention on the sensation, ask these questions. What are you afraid of? We're not looking for answers from our cognitive mind. We're simply posing the question and waiting to see what comes up. Thoughts will come up as words or pictures. There might be a response and energy in a different location or a difference in intensity, perhaps. What are you afraid of? What are you ashamed of? When was this first created? Is it a familiar sensation? What is an early time you remember feeling that? What are you protecting me from? We do this inquiry with an attitude of openness, receptivity, curiosity. No aggression at all. We're inviting it forward. Sensations and energies don't show up at random for no reason. So why has this particular sensation shown up right now? What is it here to tell you? Go back through the practice, pausing the recording so that you can stop and wait. In this way, the associations and memories, the stored trauma, will come forward. We can work with it with eyes open, putting the images and words on the wall across from us, tracing the space around the outside edge, going clockwise a few times, counterclockwise a few times. We could also look at the image and start tapping. We tap with two fingers on the forehead just between the eyebrows. Transfer your attention from the image to the sensation and the sound of the tapping for 10 or 15 taps. This is a way to undo the Velcro, to see what it is that's associated with the feeling or sensation, to recognize that it's not happening right now. Whatever the thoughts are, we're not in any immediate danger right now. We're looking at thoughts that are coming up as we're attending to our sensation and feelings in the body. Stay connected with your breath, with your body, and work at a pace that feels gentle and kind. If you're feeling flooded, do a quick reset with the box breathing. Get up and move around. Read something out loud. Breathe longer than 6 seconds. There are all kinds of ways that we can intervene and pull back. If you're working with intense sensation, traumatic memories, and it feels overwhelming, then get some support. Work with a facilitator or someone you can trust to hold the space for you as you're looking at the associated memories and thoughts with painful sensation.